Jam eti tarto. Hatva rupun suta shatani krito rudhara. Utpadyateshu purusha kratubi samije. Atmanamatma nigamam prathayanjaneshu. Jato gata prit grihad vrajameditarto.
Jato gata prit grihad vrajamam
ditarto. Hatva ripun sutta shatani krito rudhara. Utpadyateshu purusha kratubi samije. Atmanam atma nigamam pratayanjaneshu. Please, Jay. Jato gata prit grihad vrajameditarto. Jato gata piti grihad vrajameditarto. Jata. After taking birth, as the son of Vasudeva, Gataha went away, Pitigrihat, from the houses of his father, Vrajam to Vrindavan, Edhita Artha, to exalt the position of Vrindavan, Hatva, killing there, Ripun, many demons, Suta Shatani, hundreds of sons, Krita Ududhadaha, accepting many thousands of wives, the best of women, Utpadya, Bigat, Teshu, in them, Purusha, the supreme person, who exactly resembles a human being, Kratubihi, by many sacrifices, Samije, worshipped, Atmanam, himself, because he is the person worshipped by all sacrifices, Atmanigamam, exactly according to the ritualistic ceremonies of the Vedas, Pratayan, expanding the Vedic principles, Janeshu, among the people in general. Translation prepared by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, known as Lila Purushottama, appeared as the son of Vasudeva, but immediately left his father's home and went to Vrindavan to expand his loving relationship with his confidential devotees. In Vrindavan, the Lord killed many demons, and afterwards he returned to Dwaraka, where, according to Vedic principles, he married many wives who were the best of women, begot through them hundreds of sons, and performed sacrifices for his own worship to establish the principles of householder life. Report. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedas cha sarvar aham eva vedya. By all the Vedas, it is Krishna who is to be known. Lord Sri Krishna, setting an example by his own behavior, performed many ritualistic ceremonies described in the Vedas and established the principles of grihastha life by marrying many wives and begetting many children, just to show people in general how to be happy by living according to Vedic principles. The center of Vedic sacrifice is Krishna, Vedas cha sarvar aham eva vedya. To advance in human life, human society must follow the Vedic principles personally demonstrated by Lord Krishna in his householder life. The real purpose of Krishna's appearance, however, was to manifest how one can take part in loving affairs with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Reciprocations of loving affairs in ecstasy are possible only in Vrindavan. Therefore, just after his appearance as the son of Vasudeva, the Lord immediately left for Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the Lord not only took part in loving affairs with his father and mother, the gopis and cowherd boys, but also gave liberation to many demons by killing them. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4:8, Paritranai sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam, the Lord appears in order to protect the devotees and kill the demons. This was fully exhibited by his personal behavior. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is understood by Arjuna to be Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, the eternal transcendental supreme person. Here also we find the words Utpadya Teshu Purusha. Therefore, it is to be concluded that the absolute truth is Purusha, a person. The impersonal feature is but one of the features of his personality. Ultimately, he is a person. He is not impersonal. And not only is he Purusha, a person, but he is the Lila Purushottama, the best of all persons. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanja Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanan Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna everyone, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Very nice verse here. We ask all the blessings of the devotees. We can explore a little bit of these nice points mentioned in the text and purport by Srila Prabhupada. So fortunately it's a very sweet verse that doesn't require too much additional commentation. I'll read the translation again. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, known as Lila Purushottam, appeared as the son of Vasudev, but immediately left his father's home and went to Vrindavan to expand his loving relationship with his confidential devotees. In Vrindavan, the Lord killed many demons, and afterward he returned to Dwarka, where, according to Vedic principles, he married many wives who were the best of women, begot through them hundreds of sons, and performed sacrifices for his own worship to establish the principles of householder life. Okay. And today is also a very auspicious day. It's the disappearance day of Purushottam Das Thakur. Was a great Vaishnava saint in the branch of Nityananda Prabhu. So we'll just pick out a few points here. If you just bear with me, I'll get a grasp of, try to organize a few thoughts. So this verse is particularly glorifying that Krishna is known as Lila Purushottam. We are all attracted to activity. That is the nature. Nahi kaschit kshanamapi jatutishtashtya karma krit karyate hivasha karma jatutishtashtya karma krit, I think is the verse in Bhagavad Gita, that no one can abstain from activity even for a moment. Everyone is forced to act by the modes of nature. So we can't be inactive. Also, the Supreme Person is not inactive. He's not impersonal. He's not a rock. Prabhupada would make this example, compare sentient to insentient being. That we are not impersonal. Simultaneously, God is not impersonal. So this verse now, we're concluding this ninth canto, and we're hearing a speciality of Krishna's incarnation, the particular pastimes that he performs. They're meant to capture the heart. And specifically glorified here is the realm of Vrindavan. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, known as Lila Purushottam, appeared as the son of Vasudeva, but immediately left his father's home and went to Vrindavan to expand his loving relationship with his confidential devotees. In Vrindavan, Lord killed many demons, and afterwards he returned to Dwarka, where, according to Vedic principles, he married many wives who were the best of women. We got through them hundreds of sons and performed sacrifices for his own worship to establish the principles of householder life. The Prabhupada mentions in the purport that the purpose of the Vedas is what? To know Krishna. Yet Krishna also sets an example. Yad yad acharachishtas tatareva tarojanaha. To set the example, even the perfected souls, even God, he sets an example for humankind to follow. Therefore, the Vedic culture, even though Krishna is not bound by the purpose of the Vedas is to know Krishna, the purpose of Varnashram, the purpose of Vedic culture, is to bring one to the stage of understanding Krishna. But Krishna is not, he doesn't need that system. Why would Krishna need to follow Varnashram? Why would Krishna need to follow? But he does to set the example. Therefore, if even God is setting the example, how much more we should try to follow that. So It's a very nice point that Prabhupada is making, that Krishna established the principle of grihastha life by marrying many wives and begetting many children just to show people in general how to be happy by living according to Vedic principles. When we read this section, it's a very incredible section of Lord Krishna's daily activities and his pastimes in Dwarka. It's so attractive, actually, that it makes you want to get to know that realm. That realm of grihastha ashram is very glorious. It's very attractive, actually. And the way that Krishna lives, and it's actually a deep meaning that for the majority of human beings, to follow a lifestyle, a culture, we were hearing in Srila Prabhupada's class, that when there is peacefulness or simplicity in life, then one can be happy. So the Vedic culture and the grihastha ashram is meant to show how you don't need so much external things. You can be simple in how you can be happy by following Dharma. It's described that Krishna was performing all these activities in all of his. He has 16,108 different palaces. And Narada Muni went to see Krishna. In each and every palace, he was doing some amazing Vedic activity. In some houses, he was listening to recitations of the Ramayana and the Mahabharata, the Vedas. And others, he was engaged in performing sacrifices and yajnas. In others, he was taking bath. In others, he was playing chess. In others, he was joking with his wives. In others, he was embracing his children. So it's a very entrancing and encapturing glimpse we get into the life of Krishna on this earth. And Prabhupada says that to advance in human life, he says the center of Vedic sacrifice is Krishna. To advance in human life, human society must follow the Vedic principles personally demonstrated by Lord Krishna in his household or life. So we sometimes wonder in this materialistic society, how can I be happy, actually? How can I be like just long-term happy practicing Krishna consciousness? There's so many allurements and attractions in this Kali Yuga. We see in time, it's difficult for Westerners, especially, to maintain. There's so many, Maya is so strong. But it's explained here that by living a life, a Vedic, a grihastha life dedicated to Vedic culture, actually one can actually be actually happy. Simply a nice relationship between the husband and wife, the children, the Dharma, that is sufficient to actually root one or ground one so they can execute the real purpose of life. And therefore, some of the acharyas mentioned, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that the grihastha life is most suitable in this age of Kali because it's very grounding. One of my mentors, when I was first coming to Krishna consciousness, he said that brahmacharya life is kind of like this. In other words, one is immersed into a very rapid purificatory process. It's very intense. And he said grihastha life is more like this. So for the long term, many people may find benefit by grounding themselves in a situation where they're able to gradually make process. That's recommended. Now there will be few who are ready for that absorption and complete dedication, probably from a previous lifetime. It's very clear that they want to dedicate themselves in that way, and therefore there's sanction for that in the renounced position. For the majority of people, though, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's vision also for spreading Krishna consciousness was also based a lot on bhakti riksha programs. You go in people's homes, let every home become a temple, let every home hold regular meetings. In this way, the family of Lord Chaitanya will expand. So we're seeing that our transition in our movement nowadays, it's not so much temple-based, it's more the community, it's more outside that needs to expand. And people need to see how they can practice Krishna consciousness in a very practical, realistic way for them. So the Vedic culture gives both of these options. And we hear in the next section, The real purpose of Krishna's appearance, however, was to manifest how one can take part in loving affairs with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, if you will, this Vedic example that Krishna's setting, in one sense, it's external. It is there, it is important. But Prabhupada's saying the real purpose of Krishna's appearance, his pastimes, was to manifest how one can take part in loving affairs with Krishna. All of the relationships that Krishna has with the devotees in Dwaraka and Mathura and Vrindavan, they are exemplars of potential devotional sentiments that can be awakened. And we hear a beautiful description at the end of the 10th canto, the queens of Dwaraka, how they're meditating on Krishna in his absence. They're feeling the pangs of separation. So we may have our grihastha life in this world, but the real meditation is on the relationship with Krishna. We don't want to try to be the enjoyed or the enjoyer in this paradise, this field. This field is meant for purification, but the real enjoyer, it's not the husband, it's Krishna. So these relationships, the Prabhupada is saying, this is to manifest how one can take part in loving affairs, so we can direct those tendencies, tendency to want to love and be loved in different relationships with Krishna. And that is a speciality of Krishna worship or Krishna bhakti, that only Krishna can reciprocate the most completely with anyone's spiritual desires and give you beyond what you could ever want from any relationship in the material world. Krishna says to the gopis, I cannot repay you in the course of eternity for the love that you have shown to me. So Prabhupada says, therefore, just after his appearance, the Lord immediately left for Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the Lord not only took part in loving affairs with his father and mother, the gopis and coward boys, but also gave liberation to many demons. So this is the unique aspect of Vrindavan, because Prabhupada is mentioned here. Let me find this statement. Reciprocations of loving affairs in ecstasy are possible only in Vrindavan. So, although Krishna has varieties of relationships and exchanges with devotees in Dwaraka and Mathura, Prabhupada says the highest loving affairs in ecstasy are possible only in Vrindavan. So this is the unique realm of Vrindavan. This is called Ragatmika Bhakti, spontaneous devotional service, which is not affected or not inhibited by knowledge of God's position, his reverence, his supreme superiority. The majesty of God is subdued. It is in the background. It is eclipsed by the intense pure affection in the four different rasas, actually. So Krishna's friends or Krishna's servants, they see Krishna as their dearmost. They don't understand his actual position. And then Krishna can reciprocate with their love. And the friends, we hear these pastimes of Krishna's friends, sometimes they joke with Krishna, they wrestle with Krishna, say, what kind of big man are you? So they're saying that to God, you know. From the other perspective, how could you even say that? Think of saying that to God. You must be out of your mind. But it's a particular pastime. It's the yoga maya that covers that feature of God. So to facilitate that, Krishna likes that. Krishna says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that all over the world people worship me with awe and reverence, but such love inhibited by that reverence doesn't fully satisfy me. So he likes that higher degree. And then in Vatsalya, Mother Yashoda, she's chastising Krishna. Krishna, open your mouth. Let me see, where's the dirt? He says, no, they're lying. She's relishing perpetually that ecstatic Vatsalya Bhava. It's so sweet, chastising Krishna. So that it has, in the material realm, we see a manifestation of that when one has children, one has to correct the children. But it doesn't have the same, it's not the same sweetness, and the real tendency for that can be directed. Actually, that can be a stimulus to remember the real, no child will give anyone happiness like Krishna can. No husband or wife, no friend even. So those relationships, they're a reflection, a dim reflection we don't want to invest so much. Okay, we may have children, they're important. But the real child, why don't we repose that love on baby Krishna? Then all of our material existence will be dissolved. Otherwise, there's a strong tendency for attachment in family life because we want to put that affection and repose that tendency somewhere. But Prabhupada is saying, it is to be concluded that the absolute truth is Purusha, a person. He is not impersonal. Not only is he Purusha, a person, but he is the Lilu Purushottam, the best of all persons. So again, that is the unique position of Krishna. The best of all persons, and on any of our activities or relationships in this illusory, temporary, perverted reflection of reality, we want to develop detachment, actually. Why? Not so we can just be renounced or detached, but so we can repose that in Krishna. And I'll just conclude by sharing that today is a appearance day of a very great devotee, so we should honor that. Krishna is more pleased when his devotees are glorified than when he himself is glorified. Purushottam Das Thakur, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. The 23rd and 24th prominent devotees of Nityananda Prabhu were Sadashiva Kaviraj and his son Purushottam Das, who was the 10th Gopal. Since birth, Purushottam Das Thakur was merged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and he always engaged in childish play with Lord Krishna. Sadashiva Kaviraj was greatly fortunate. His son was named Sri Purushottam Das. Purushottam Das Thakur had no concern for his external body. Sri Nityananda Prabhu always resided within the core of his heart. That's a nice position. What an amazing position to have. Nityananda Prabhu always residing in the core of your heart. Sadashiva Kaviraj was a great personality. Purushottam Das was his son. From birth, Purushottam Das was absorbed in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And he always engaged in childish play with Lord Krishna. His son was named Sri Kanu Thakur, a very respectable gentleman. His body was saturated with the nectar of love for Lord Krishna. So thank you for the very... the attempt at the class here today. And we'll see if anyone wants to have any questions or comments.
I want to add something with Purushottam Das Thakur. His son, Kannu Thakur, actually he was adopted by, because when his mother died, he was adopted by Lord Nityananda's wife, Jannama Devi Mata. And this Kannu Thakur, actually very, very, so much Krishna, he was, you know, so much so that wrapped in Krishna, you know, he's in his body, everybody can find that Krishna's presence. And he was most appreciated and revered in Vrindavan when he was in Kannu Thakur. And about Purushottam Das Thakur, once he was, he was dancing in ecstasy in Vrindavan. His uncles, he told like that, wherever this uncle will fall, there only I will make my residence. So this ankle fly over every, it will fail in a, what is that called, Mayapur area, somewhere in West Bengal. So he made his place there, then later on Madhvacharya, in his, I don't know how can I relate, I forgot something. So he also became his follower, everything. And
thank you, amazing.
Thank you.
So many amazing pastimes were there. Yeah. Nityananda Prabhu's entourage, coward boys, because he's eternal coward boy, so they're close friends with Balaram. So now when Balaram comes as Nitai, then they're exchanging those intimate Leelas in Navadvip, and they would just go wild in ecstasy, uprooting trees, just dancing continuously. It also mentioned that one time he took snake poison when he was in a trance, but there was no effect, and everyone was astonished. So they would just display all of these miraculous things. That's the power of Nityananda Prabhu. Yeah, very powerful. Anything else?
Yes, it's just spaced out a little bit. I just remember one thing that it's not that Maya is so strong, it's that our purpose is weak. Mm-hmm. So when we have purpose, we can just, our worldly misgivings are set aside and our devotional aspirations just flourish.
Yeah, actually, it's just a test. Krishna just wants to test our determination. That's why all these obstacles, difficulties and challenges come. Krishna wants to see, how much do you want? How much do you want me? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there's so many things in this world. Krishna's just testing our determination.
I just briefly remember that one phrase. It's not that Maya is so strong, it's that our purpose is weak.
Thanks. Thank you. Kantarav Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.